We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For when the New York Mets would make the right decision and postpone opening day, you're correct! Because it is official now, the New York Mets have tweeted out that opening day is scheduled for tomorrow at 1:10 p.m. against the Brewers. Has officially been postponed and rescheduled for Friday at 1:40 p.m. So they actually moved back the start time a half hour. Not sure why. So if you had tickets for tomorrow's game and you can still go Friday, great. You'll get a much nicer day. You use those same tickets that you had for opening day for Thursday. You use it on Friday. For those that can't go on Friday but we're going to go on Thursday, it sucks. I mean, it's just, I wish I had a better answer than it sucks. But this is the risks of playing baseball in late March. The weather can be crappy. Then again, it rains all the time. So that's the risks of games in June, right. July, too.
Right.
But I give the Mets credit because the key to this whole thing was getting it done and not letting and making people wait. And dare I say, opening up the gates tomorrow to have people stare at a tarpaulin with rain falling on it. So the Mets made a very wise decision. This is the second year in a row this is happening because this happened last year as well for the home opener where it got postponed back a day. But that's why they have the extra day in the standings, or the extra day in the schedule to start the year. So the New York Mets will open up the season one day later now, Friday, March 29th, 1:40 p.m., Mets against the Brewers. Yankees are good to go because there's a dome in Houston. And speaking of which, when the Mets tweet this out, I naturally click on the tweet, and I'm telling you, like 70% of the responses were, quote, "Get a roof, you poverty franchise."
What?
I'm like, what? Get a roof, you loser franchise. Get a roof, you poverty franchise. I'm reading it all right now. Actually, the weather looks good, according to Mike Donaburner. No, the weather does not look good. There's a 98% chance of rain. But it's amazing. You ready for this? This is gonna rock your brain what I'm about to tell you. The last five Mets opening days. Are you ready?
Okay.
2020, postponed COVID. 2021, postponed COVID. 2022, postponed lockout. 2023, postponed rain. 2024, postponed rain.
Wow.
We're on fire, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know if I realized that.
Well, why was it postponed in 21 because of COVID?
Because the Mets were scheduled to open up. Oh, you don't even remember this. The Mets were scheduled to open up in Washington, D.C., there was a COVID outbreak on the Nationals.
Oh.
They did not play the entire weekend while baseball started.
That's right.
The Mets then opened on like a Monday night in Philadelphia. That's when I went to the game.
Yeah, that's
to keep
your
my opening day streak alive.
Wait, were you supposed to go to the Nationals game?
No!
Oh, wow.
So you would have broken your streak.
I was in line to have my streak broken.
So yes. COVID saved your streak.
In a weird way, COVID saved my streak.
That's interesting.
And there's a chance I would have reacted anyway and done something. Maybe I would have gone. I don't know. But yeah, COVID on the Nationals postponed 21. 22 was the lockout. Like, I know there's this weird thing. Pete Alonso mentioned this a few weeks ago, how he has not had a season opening game at Citi Field in his Mets career. And you hear that and you're like, what? How is that possible? And when you think about it, it actually makes a lot of sense. In 2019, they opened on the road, okay? 2020, they open at home.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the stands.
Right.
We don't count that. 2021, they opened on the road. 2022, they're supposed to open at home. There's a lockout. So the schedule gets pushed back. They end up opening on the road. 2023, they open on the road. 2024, this year, the schedule will open at home. So when you look at lockout, when you look at COVID, when you look at nobody in the stands, That's somehow how you get to the fact that the Mets have not had a home season opener with fans in the stands since, crazily enough, 2018, which is remarkable. So good job by the Mets. No game tomorrow. Game on Friday, 1:40 first pitch.
Not for nothing. Those fans are right, and I know it's a little late. This is still a disgrace that we built all these new stadiums, and if you want to eliminate MetLife, there should have been retractable roofs on these stadiums.
I mean, it's too late, though, man.
I know it's too late.
MetLife, I wouldn't want it because the elements of football in the winter, they're fine.
Like, but you could have had Final Fours, but that's beside the point. The amount of times...
I guess MetLife, but do you care about doing a Final Four at MetLife when you can do it at Madison?
You're right, Tiki. You know what, Tiki? They don't do it in the small arenas, but you're right on that.
But you know what I mean.
But the bottom line is this. How many times, and we're going to do this all summer, the forecast, we shouldn't in the Northeast be checking the forecast when you build new stadiums.
I've heard this said a lot, and I want to give you the real answer, and I want every single Yankee fan and Met fan to really think about what I'm about to tell you, because what I'm about to tell you is real. Even though years before City and Yankee Stadium were built, there were proposals for a Mets stadium with a dome and a Yankee stadium with a dome. I don't think it was ever realistic. And then obviously 9/11 hits, we hit a financial crisis, it was never going to happen. But it's very expensive to build a dome. What if I told you there could have been a dome? We would never have opening day rained out. The compromise is, since it's so expensive, one stadium. And it's shared by both the New York Yankees and the New York Mets.
I'm in.
I'm
in. I already share it with my football teams. It doesn't bother me. And I know we're the big brother anyway. So just be like the Mets playing in the Yankees.
You know what? That's probably why my knee-jerk reaction is hell no. I'm not sharing a stadium with you.
I'm just so tired of being a ticket holder to a game and having to sweat a week out on the forecast day of. It's a disgrace when you think about all the money that was poured into these stadiums. I'm sorry, it is.
Obviously, in a perfect world, we're not worrying about weather. We're not worrying about rain, whether it's in July or March. We're not worrying about really cold weather. I just think it was unrealistic. You know how expensive a dome was going to be?
I get it, and I get
that. Taxpayers were paying for it, Sean.
I know. Taxpayers. The union prices make it much more expensive than doing it in Texas or Arizona.
That's why the Giants and the Jets didn't do it at MetLife, because it was just that building is almost as expensive as the one in Texas.
Yeah, and it's Jerry World. Yeah.
And it's not even close to it.
Our union prices are higher.
Well, and also, I want you to do that. This is right up Tiki's alley, but let's play the financial game. Let's say the Mets had a dome. We'll use the Mets as an example since they just had opening day rained out. Mm-hmm. Great. Don't have to worry about weather. So maybe there are more people going to Saturday's game. Forget opening day. Opening day is going to sell it anyway.
Right.
How many more people are actually going? And how many years would it take for that extra money you're bringing in to pay for the fact that the dome was going to cost you $500 million?
Right. And that's the number. It's $500 million more.
So let's say, because I think, you draw better, don't get me wrong, but let's say on Saturday afternoon against the Brewers, instead of an ounce crowd of 27,000, there's 32,000. Maybe there is 5,000 more people, but I even doubt that.
Yeah, and the challenge is you'd almost need it to be retractable, which is even more money.
Has to be retractable.
Because the last thing you want to do in the summer in New York is go sit inside.
100%.
And watch a baseball game.
No, you need it retractable.
You need that in like Arizona, right? Vegas, when they eventually get a stadium or a baseball team. But in New York, you want it. You want the atmosphere
you
of being outside.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.